Sister Cheryl. Brother Tony, would you pray for us, please?
Yes.
And welcome to Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day? Praying every day? If you need help, tell me. We'll get you a schedule. Bible Readers Banquet coming up real soon. Now, Helen Keller said the Bible's the only way out of the dark. That's why we try to read it every day. And now remind me, what book are we in?
John.
Did Matthew begin? Put your thinking cap on, we'll change it around on you. Where did Matthew begin?
Bethlehem
is correct. Where did Mark begin? The book in Bethlehem. Well, where did Luke begin?
Bethlehem.
Where did John begin?
In the beginning.
That's exactly right. Where else? That's right. In the bosom. That's right. Okay, now what chapter are we on? Chapter 5 is right. And we ended up on verse 39. It says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Now in your handout, you have a very specific outline how to study the Word of God. It says, "Search the Scriptures." And got some verses for each point. And the Lord is interested in me searching the Scriptures. Not searching for them. I need to know where they're at. Now, there's comfort in the Scripture if you know where they're at. But to search the Scriptures. And then we saw last week the witness of man, that Jesus was God, the witness of John, the witness of the miracles, witness of the Father, the witness of the Scriptures. And John instructed them to search. Search is like a concentrated study or pour over, to diligently investigate. It's a word used in connection with the hunter seeking for his prey. It's what search is like. Searching it out. And then we also saw 8 proofs that Jesus was God. Number 8 being the resurrection. He had the same power to raise a body from the dead that the Father had. Proving again that Jesus is God. Now in verse 39 again. It says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come unto me that ye might have life." See, the fact it was true, it didn't matter. These religious leaders already had their minds made up, and they didn't want disturbed by the facts. Maybe you run into someone like that before. "I got my mind made up. Don't bother me with the fact, with the truth." But the truth, they were strangers to the truth. Verse 41, "I receive not honor from men, but I know you, and ye have not the love of God in you." That is, the lack of love was their problem. A lot of times it's my problem, a lack of love. A lack of love of the Father. God-like love. God-like love. Not Hollywood love. Love concerned for others. For others. Verse 43, this is Jesus talking, red letters, "I'm come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another come in his own name, him ye will receive." See, they missed the point. I missed the point for 20 years. I missed the point. I didn't know who he was. If you reject creation, you will receive evolution. If you reject the right road, you will end up on the wrong road.
Right.
You have to. Verse 44, "How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not honor that cometh from God only?" They had a lack of lowliness. They forgot that we're made of dust, that we're nothing, and they sought honor from men. Verse 45, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me.
Yeah.
But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Again, red letters, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, if you don't believe Moses, you won't believe me. You won't believe me. Let's check it out in Luke 16. Luke 16:31. And he said to him, if they will hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead.
Right.
Let's say the prophets is Malachi, or Isaiah to Malachi, Moses, the first five books of the Bible. Let's look on over in Luke 24. Luke 24:25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Well, let's see what Moses believed. Brother Boyd, would you pray again, please? One, let's see what Moses believed. The Lord said it's important what Moses believed. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And again, Moses believed in creation. He believed in the Creator. Matter of fact, he did not believe in evolution. Moses didn't. How about chapter 1 right there, verse 27? I'm still in Genesis. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Moses believed it was male and female, and that's all there was. He didn't mention a third party.
Yeah, that's right.
Moses believed there was two.
Yeah, amen.
Male and female. That's what Moses believed. Jesus said it's important that I believe what Moses believed. Chapter 3, verse 6. Moses believed there was a great fall. Look at the end of the verse there. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Moses believed there was a great fall.
Yeah.
I need to believe the same thing. The Lord said I needed to.
Yeah.
I needed to believe that. Verse 15, look here, Moses believed in Christmas. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Moses believed her seed was going to come. There's going to be a Savior, a Messiah, come down the road. Going to come to Bethlehem. That's what Moses believed. The Lord said, I need to believe what Moses believed. That's what he said. Chapter 5, verse 2. Male and female created he them. Moses believed there was just two. Male and female. And the Lord said, I need to believe what Moses believed. That's what the Lord said. Chapter 7. Verse 2. And of every clean beast thou shalt take it to thee by sevens, the male and his female. And the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. There's a great advantage to growing up on the farm.
Yeah.
It just saves all kinds of problems and questions. Young'uns know this already. I know some young'uns that know this. Verse 3, of the fowls also there by sevens, the male and the female. That's what Moses believed. Verse 7, Noah went in, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Male and female. The male and his female. Verse 9, the male and the female. That's what Moses believed. Verse 16, and they went in, the male and the female. That's what Moses believed. That's what the Lord said I need to believe. So I'm just going to go ahead and believe it. Because there's just two. Verse 17 there, and the flood was 40 days upon earth. Moses believed in the flood.
Yeah.
I'm going ahead and go with Moses and believe there was a flood. That's what I believe. Genesis 8, verse 22. Here's what Moses believed about climate change.
Yeah.
And while the earth remaineth, Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Moses believed there had never been any climate change, and he believed there was never going to be any climate change. That's what Moses believed. And Jesus said it was important that I believe what Moses believed. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with it. Chapter 9, verse 6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Called capital punishment. That's what Moses believed. Trial by jury.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and believe it. That's what Moses believed. The Lord said I ought to believe it. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. Now, if you stop and get you a newspaper on the way home, you'll read something about Israel. And Moses said it was going to happen. God told Moses it's going to happen 4,000 years ago, and they'll be in the news this evening. You can read about them in the news or hear about them in the news this evening. That's what Moses believed. The Lord says what I need to believe. Genesis 15:6. And he believed in the big L, big O, big R, big D, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Moses believed we're saved by faith. That's what Moses believed. He wrote it down. The Lord said, I need to believe what Moses believed. That's what he said. That's what he said. Genesis 18. Starting 18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation and a mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. That's because of Christmas. We got blessed at Christmas. That's not all. We got blessed with a Redeemer and a cross and a sinless life and an empty tomb.
Amen.
I'm in debt to Israel for my Bible and my Savior. Verse 19, for I know him, God talking about Abraham, he said, I know him, that he will command his children. And his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord. That's the way of the Lord right there. That's what Moses believed. That's what the Lord said is important that I believe that. Genesis 22. Moses believed in Calvary.
Yes.
He believed in the old rugged cross. Verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. We saw in a while back in Sunday school, that's Mount Calvary. And this is a picture of the son going up Mount Calvary, and the father going up Mount Calvary, and offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I'll tell thee of. In verse 8, you see a little bit more about Calvary. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Brother Clark told us about it, about Mount Calvary. That's why he came. He was born to die, verse 13, and to take our place down at the end instead of the ram. And he offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. You can get in on it this morning. You can get in on it. He went to the cross in your stead. He suffered hell in your stead. You can get in this morning. That's what Moses believed. He believed in Calvary. I think I'll just go ahead and believe in it. The Lord said it was important that I would. Chapter 24, verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said to her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Moses believed that the son was going to get him a Gentile bride. We're it. You're it this morning. That's why you came this morning. If you're not in the bride, you can get in it this morning. The son's got him a Gentile bride. He's coming back to get real soon. Chapter 30, verse 1. When Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, when the church saw they wasn't getting anybody saved, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or I die. Verse 22. And the Lord remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Jacob couldn't do anything about it, but if we'll pray to the Lord, we'll have some fruit. We'll have some babies being born around here. Some soul winning be going on. Genesis 35. Verse 16. And just talking about what Moses believed this morning. The Lord said it's important that I know what Moses believed. If I don't believe Moses, I ain't going to believe him.
Right.
Verse 16. And they journeyed from Bethel. The word Bethel, the very name Bethel, means house of God. And right here, we've got some people journeying from the house of God.
Right.
And there was but a little way to Ephraim. They just journeyed out a little bit. They only got out of church a little bit, like Wednesday night and Sunday night. They was only out a little ways.
Right.
They came to Ephrata, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And in verse 19, she died. And if you finish the chapter, a lot of other bad things happened when they got out of church. Moses believed you get out of church, it's going to be bad.
Amen.
That's what Moses believed. The Lord says it's important that I believe what Moses believed.
Amen.
Chapter 37, verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob and Joseph. That's what Moses believed. Moses believed all of our hopes in Jesus. If you were in Sunday school there a while back, we learned that Joseph is like an almost perfect picture of Jesus. And Jacob, the father, put all of his hope in the son. And brother, that's what Moses believed in. That's what Brother Rick needs to do, is put all of his hope in the son. That make a father happy. That's who he's trusting. I'm going to trust the same one he's trusting. Genesis 40:14. But think on me, this same son, I need to think about him.
Yeah.
I don't need to be thinking about Chevrolets and Remingtons and all that stuff. I need to forget. I need to think about the son.
Yeah.
That's what Moses believed. He said, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me. That's what Moses believed, that he's supposed to talk about the Lord Jesus. Think about the Lord Jesus. I think that'd be real good if Brother Rick could do the same thing. 42:6. And Joseph was governor over the land. See, really, he's over everything. We're talking about like lordship, salvation. Now, he's Lord.
Yes.
Period. He's over everything. The Lord's over. That's what Moses believed. Verse 8. And Joseph knew his brother, but they knew him not. See, he knows everything. Jesus knows everything. 43:16. Joseph, the Old Testament. Our Jesus knows everything. The Old Testament, Joseph didn't quite. Verse 43:16. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of the house, bring these men home. These men, that's the ones that tried to kill him. That's the ones that did sell him as a slave. He said, you bring them home, I'm going to give them a turkey dinner, a ham dinner, a Thanksgiving dinner, homecoming dinner. Bring these men home and slay and kill the fatted calf. Make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon.
Yeah.
Moses believed in forgiveness.
Yeah.
He believed I was supposed to forgive others.
Right.
45:1. The Lord says it's important. I believe the same thing. Moses believed. 45:1. Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brothers. This is that sum we're talking about. Verse 7. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. Have you been delivered?
Yes.
Moses believed that Joseph was the deliverer, that Jesus was the deliverer. Verse 20. Also regard not your stuff for the good of all the lands in Egypt. Verse 21, Brother Garth, get ready. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandments of Pharaoh and gave them provisions for the way.
Yes.
So that us Americans have 4 or 5 Christmases.
Yes.
Not just one, but it's everywhere. The goods is rolling around everywhere. Verse 24, and he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said to them, see that you fall out, not out by the way. Moses believed it was important not to fall out by the way. That's what Brother Rick ought to believe. The Lord says it's important that I don't fall out by the way. That's what he said. 27, and they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Moses believed in revival. And Israel said, it's enough. Joseph's enough. Jesus is enough. I'll go ahead and tell you this morning that Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. And that's what Moses believed, that Jesus was enough. Let's go over to Exodus. God breathed the first 5 books of the Bible to Moses, and he wrote them down on paper. 3:14, Exodus 3:14, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said that, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am sent me unto you. Well, he believes the same thing John believed. We just saw that last week. John believed in the great I am. Moses believed in the great I am. The Lord Jesus said it's important that I believe what Moses believed. He believed in the great I am, the self-existent one, the God of heaven. Chapter 4, verse 31. And the people believed.
Yeah.
And they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that He had looked upon their affliction. And then they bowed their heads and worshipped. That's what Moses believed. The Lord, Moses believed and worshipped. Exodus 12. 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Moses believed that the blood was shed for God to look at. It was for God. Now, you can get in under it if you want to, but the blood was shed for God. Verse 30, and Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. There was a great cry in Egypt. There was not a house where there was not one dead. Well, I thought, Brother Rick, if they saw the blood, no one was going to die. It's either a lamb or a son. So in every house, there was either a lamb dead or a son dead. You can get in this morning. You can get in through the lamb if you want to. That's what Moses believed. Chapter 20, verse 3, Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what Moses believed. He believed he was everything. The Lord said it was important that I believe that. Chapter 24. Verse 3. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said will we do. Moses believed all the words. The Lord said in red letters, it would be really important for me to believe what Moses believed. Moses believed is every word. All the words. All the words. Verse 4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning. All the words. Verse 7. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has said will we do and be obedient. Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words. Moses believed in all the words.
Amen.
He believed all of them. 25, verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me offerings of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. You shall take an offering. He believed in offerings. That's what Moses believed in offerings. I think when the plague goes by, I'll put something in it. That's what Moses believed. The Lord said it was important that I believe what Moses believed. Actually, we got a basket. Chapter 32, verse 22. Where's Jared? Jared in, not... Sorry, Mitchell. I'm looking for Lines. Jared Lines in here? Well, this verse is for him. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. Moses knew. Moses knew. Now, it's not just Jared. Guess what? Moses knew that each and every one of us was mischievous. Moses believed that Brother Rick was a sinner. That Brother Rick, that's what Moses believed. That's what Moses believed. 33:7. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that Everyone which sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle. Now, that might make us a good memory verse right there.
Yeah.
Not real sure. We might start it. Watch this. Everyone, that's why you're here this morning, I'm assuming this is why you came. And everyone that sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Let's try it together. And everyone that sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle. Good. Again. And everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle.
Yeah.
One more time. And everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle.
Yeah.
That's what Moses believed.
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord says is important. And I believe what Moses believed. Verse 21. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. You know, tomorrow when we're not gathering together, I can just go out and talk to him. I can talk to him early in the morning when I get up. There's a rock. I don't have to be here. But everyone that sought the Lord come to the tabernacle. But I can also seek him at home on the rock. On the rock I can. Let's go to Leviticus. I want to over a little bit further. Leviticus 4:27. Talking about what Moses believed. The Lord said, if you don't believe Moses, you won't believe me. Leviticus 4:27. It's in here somewhere. Man. Don't ever get old. And if any one of the common people, anybody like that in here? Seeing through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which he ought not to be done, and be guilty. Hey, Moses believed you ought not to join the ignorant brother denomination. He said, don't do it. Don't do it. Leviticus 17:11. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you for upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. He gave it to us. It's not yours. It's not mine. The life of the flesh is in the blood. You can get in this morning. 18, verse 20, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. That's what Moses believed. The Lord says it's important that I believe the same thing. Verse 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. That's what Moses believed. I think I'm just going to go ahead with Moses. No adultery, no messing around. Chapter 36, verse 21. That's what Moses believed.
Right.
Chapter 26, verse 21. This is called, or I call it, the contrary chapter. Verse 21 is the first time you find contrary in the King James Bible. And a lot of times in the real Bible, the first time a word's mentioned, you'll get a definition with it.
Yes.
Now, this is not true in the versions. The versions went ahead and threw this word back over in Genesis where God never put it.
Right.
And they're going to have to tell another lie somewhere else to cover up for that lie.
Right.
But right here's a good King James Dictionary definition, if I can get it out. 21, and if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken, any questions? That's what Moses believed. He said, I'm going to bring 7 times more plagues upon you. Verse 23, and will not be reformed, you know, like revived. But walk contrary unto me. Verse 24, then will I also walk contrary unto you. And verse 25, there's going to be some pestilence. Then verse 27, if you will not hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you. That's what Moses believed. The Lord says it's important. I believe the same thing. Down 40, at verse 40, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me. He said, if this has been going on, you can confess it and you can get in. He said, you don't have to say contrary. You can get in. Verse 41, and that I also have walked contrary unto them. He said, you can straighten it out. He said in verse 42, then I'll remember the covenant. And everything's going to be all right. Numbers chapter 2. We're talking about what Moses believed. And the Lord said it was important. Matter of fact, he said, if you don't believe what Moses believed, you won't believe me. Numbers 2:17. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp as they encamp. So shall they set forward, and every man in his place by their standards in the midst of the camp. Now, Brother Charlie and I have talked about this a bit. Brother Charlie believed we ought to stay in the middle of the camp.
Amen.
In the center of the camp. And Brother Darrell and I used to go down and pick up some Amish fellas to shoe our horses. And we had plenty of time to talk to them. They lived down below Hinton there, about an hour and a half down, an hour and a half back. You'd go get them and then you'd take them home. And they told me the same thing other Amish people had told me, that they believed in grace. They didn't believe in works. They believed in Jesus. They were trusting Him. But Emmanuel and Ezra were their names. And Brother Darrell and I got to ask them. Well, really, they volunteered it. They said, now, the reason we live the way we do and we dress the way we do, we believe that out there somewhere there's a cliff that you can fall over. You know, and I got to thinking about that. It's the same thing I believe. That's why I dress the way I do and do what I do. There's a cliff. You get mingled up with this world. You get out there in that world. The farther you get out there in the world, you're going to go off a cliff if you're not just real careful. You're going to go over the cliff. The best thing we can do is stay in the midst of the camp.
Amen.
Stay in the midst of it. I wouldn't get out there messing around the edge and holding hands with the world to crucify my Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I wouldn't be doing it. I'd stay in the middle of the camp. That's what Moses believed.
Yes.
The Lord said it was real important that I believe what Moses believed.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 2.
That's good.
That's what Moses said. Deuteronomy 2:2-3, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. Now what happened there, the unbelievers sent spies out to check out the land. Now the Lord done told them they could go into the land. That was total unbelief to send in the spies. It was unnecessary. And they was out there messing around. They kept circling the same mountain.
Right.
You ever do that? Just go in circles?
Yeah.
Sometimes the other day I got something done. I said, woo-wee, I got something done. I'm not going in circles no more.
Right.
Sometimes it just seemed like we're going in circles. Well, the Lord said, quit it. He said, turn north. In the Bible, north is always toward God.
Yeah.
It's always toward God. I need to quit going in circles and go toward God. That's what Moses said. That's what he believed. That's what I believe. That's what the Lord said. Chapter 5. Verse 24. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us His glory and His greatness, and we have heard His voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen His day. This day that God doth talk with man and he liveth. Moses believed we could get in close. In grace and mercy. Verse 27, go thou near. See, we can get close to God, to that rock. Hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And Moses believed in grace and mercy, and it was in being near to the Lord. Look at chapter 6, Deuteronomy 6, verse 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to, and observe to do it, that you, it may be well with thee. Anybody interested in that? Interested in it being well with thee? That you may increase mightily as the Lord God of your fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Anybody interested in that? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Amen.
And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That's what Moses believed. Verse 12. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 23. And he brought us out from thence. Why did he bring us out? That he might bring us in.
Yeah, that's good.
To give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always. I believe Brother Dennis told us about that. That this book was for our good always. That he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. That's what Moses believed. The Lord said it's important. And I believe the same thing Moses believed. Out of time. Next week, get the rest of the story. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing.